primarily the route through here and go basically by, through between those two big trees there, the one that's kind of bent, leaning off that direction.
This once popular road, as described by Troy Banzoff, was equivalent to modern-day highways as it connected several states and was highly traveled. A portion of this road is also infamous in the role it played in a dark time in history. Banzoff is the chief of interpretation at Pea Ridge National Military Park in Garfield, Arkansas. This site is best known for its Civil War history and the battle that occurred there in 1862. It also contains nearly 3 miles of vegetated path that is designated part of the Trail of Tears. Other than historical markers indicating its significance, the trail would otherwise be hard to distinguish as to resemble the trail's original conditions. Kevin Eads is the superintendent at Pea Ridge.
The way that we've documented the Trail of Tears is that also it was on the O.R. Road, or Military Road, which is the same road 24 years after the Trail of Tears happened that the battle participants marched up and down.
This was the northern route along the Trail of Tears. From December 1837 through March of 1839, nearly 10,000 Cherokee traversed through Pea Ridge, which at the time was known as Ruddock's Farm. By the time the tribes had reached Arkansas, they'd already traveled thousands of miles from their homelands in Georgia, Alabama, and Tennessee.
This chapter, and it's a very sad chapter of Cherokee history, about the removal of our ancestors forcibly from the homelands in the southeast.
Troy Wayne Poteet is executive director for the National Trail of Tears Association and chief justice of the Cherokee Nation Supreme Court. He explains that the Cherokee were considered one of the civilized tribes with a constitutional government of their own. They possessed a higher literacy rate than the people in the nations surrounding southern states and had even begun publishing their own newspaper.
Andrew Jackson had come to power in 1828. By 1830, he gets the Indian Removal Act passed, making provision for the tribes to be located west of the Mississippi River. Then gold was discovered, and so there's a lot of pressures on this Cherokee Nation government.
Poteet says Georgians wanted the Cherokee gone, and between state and federal maneuvering and harassment, the Cherokee signed a fraudulent treaty with the federal government, which was then used against them. 13 different detachments of Cherokee proceeded across the trail. The encampments were described as concentration camps, and Poteet shares it was the hottest summer and coldest winter as the tribe moved through. He says it was, quote, as orderly as it could be, but
people were without adequate provision and they died in the camps, and it was a holocaust.
In fact, an estimated 4,000 died from hunger, exposure, and disease, hence the Trail of Tears name. It continues to be honored by the Cherokee Nation as a way to lend voice to its story, as well as the removal of many other tribes sharing similar fates.
Every time we mark a stretch of that road, every time we participate in a sign dedication, a wayside exhibit, where we put up something where you can see on the landscape, like at Pea Ridge, where you can see the road that you get a sense of place. It looks like it did when our ancestors were nearing the end of a horrible journey.
Poteet adds that the trail markings help depict the resiliency and will of the Cherokee people given its rough terrain. Pea Ridge National Military Park Superintendent Kevin Eads explains the path looks mostly untouched these days, keeping the vegetation and surroundings authentic to the original trail. He shares that in Arkansas, one can trace a piece of land back to when it was originally surveyed and attributes much of what they know about the area today because of a surveyor named McClellan in 1837.
He was there 1 month prior to the first group that came through on the Trail of Tears. And the significance behind that is he documented what the vegetation looked like. So not only do we know what the road looked like and its location, but also we know what the surrounding area looked like.
Each year, an event called Remember the Removal begins in the southeast at the old tribal capital near Calhoun, Georgia, where event-goers bicycle across the trail and several states. Participants are usually high school to college age, although any age is welcome, and training for the spring event often begins in January. Local Trail of Tears associations host events along the way, and the ride often is an opportunity to celebrate a new sign or conduct a marker unveiling. Poteet says many participants are descendants of or specialize in Cherokee ancestry, and the ride allows them to learn their genealogy and significant parts of the trail.
We see that's one of the lessons that we learn, and the way to combat that is through education.
Poteet shares that through such events and ongoing efforts by state chapters of the Trail of Tears associations, plus local historical societies and national parks, they are able to connect the younger generation. This year's participants of the annual Remember the Removal Ride are anticipated to reach Pea Ridge around June 21st, where they will be greeted at the Visitor Center. The park will be one of many stops on this nearly 950-mile journey. For KSMU News, I'm Teresa Bettman.